modeling and simulation of lower extremity powered exoskeleton. Brandon Fournier 1, Andrew J.J. Smith 2, Mark Dow Umif 2, 3, Edward D. Lemaire 1, 2. 1. The University of Ottawa, Ottawa Carleton Institute for Biomedical Engineering. 2. The Ottawa Hospital Research Institute. 3. University of Ottawa Department of Mechanical Engineering. Abstract. Lower extremity powered exoskeletons, LEAP, allow people with spinal cord injury to stand, walk, and perform activities of daily living. Unfortunately, these assistive devices walk slowly and may cause user fatigue if forearm crutches are overused. This underscores the need to gain greater understanding of LEAP requirements and to improve LEAP design. This research modeled the ARKE LEAP, Bionic Labs, using the Anybody MUSCULO skeletal modeling software. In this case, very slow walking marker data was used to drive the kinematics of the human LEAP model and correlations between predicted ground reaction forces, GRF, and real force plate data were calculated and found to be significant for all speeds. Vertical GRF had the strongest correlations, while transverse had the lowest. The strong correlation suggests that a validated model can be used to determine optimal biomimetic LEAP joint mechanics to improve LEAP design. Background. Lower extremity powered exoskeletons, LEAP, allow people with spinal cord injury to stand, walk, and perform activities of daily living. Unfortunately, these assistive devices walk slowly and may cause user fatigue if forearm crutches are overused. Lau, 1998. Louis, Eng, and Lam, 2015, Talati, Esquinazi, and Brisino, 2013. Several approaches can be taken to improve understanding of biomimetic requirements for LEAPs and LEAP design. The typical engineering approach is to create simple analytical models and make good guesses to guide initial prototype design, and then iteratively build new prototypes that improve on design. Others have built exoskeleton and prosthetic emulators that use larger actuators tethered to the device to deliver a wide range of force outputs that simulate a wide range of possible design mechanics. This approach has the advantage of measuring real human reaction. Wida, Zhang, Jackson, and Collins, 2014. Virtual prototyping, computer simulations, can also be used to measure optimal mechanical requirements, taking LEAP-human interactions into account, and can be more cost-effective and time-efficient. Few studies have been published on LEAP simulations. One study compared joint moments with and without a real LEAP using OpenSim. However, this simulation did not take ground reaction forces, GRFs, into account. Ferrati, Bortoledo, and Pagello, 2013. A study using the Anybody Modeling Software, AMS, presented a full-body-powered exoskeleton model, BLEEX, for lower body and ABLE for upper limbs, and compared the effect of straps on human joint torque and interaction forces between the human and the LEAP for different activities, including walking at normal speed. Cho, Kim, Jung, and Lee, 2012. A number of other exoskeleton simulation studies focus on partial assist devices and measure the unloading of biological muscles. P. Agarwal, Kuo, Neptune, and Deshpande, 2013. Priyanshu Agarwal, Narayanan, Lee, Mandel, and Crovey, 2010. Guan, Ji, Wang, and Wang, 2016. Although these studies are interesting, research is lacking for models or simulations of a real LEAP performing realistic LEAP walking, very slow, and validation of the results. This research presents a human LEAP musculoskeletal model implemented in AMS. GRFs predicted using the human LEAP model, driven by three-dimensional healthy slow walking data, were compared to healthy slow walking GRF data measured using force plates. Strong correlations between predicted GRF and force plate GRF data would suggest that a validated model could be used to determine optimal biomimetic LEAP joint mechanics and thus improve LEAP design. Methodology. Participants. A convenience sample of 5 healthy people, 170.8 plus minus sine 8.6 centimeters, 70.7, plus minus sine 10.6 kilograms, volunteered to walk at four slow speeds, 0.2 meters per second, 0.4 meters per second, 0.6 meters per second, and 0.8 meters per second on a Karen extended system, 60OF movable platform with dual force plate instrumented treadmill and Vicon motion capture system. Full body kinematic data were sampled at 100 Hz. Force plate data were sampled at 1000 Hz. The slow speeds accurately represented possible leap motion. Results were computed from ensemble averages of 10 strides for each participant. Musculoskeletal model. The Anybody Gait Full Body, GRB, model was used for the model's human component. This model contained 37 bone segments and 69 degrees of freedom, DOF, including 3 at the hips, 1 at the knee, and 2 at the ankle, plantar dorsiflexion, inversion eversion. Lower extremity muscles were removed from the model to simulate paraplegia. Leap model. Figure 1. ARKE model attached to GFB model. The LEAP model was developed from CAD files of the ARKE exoskeleton from Bionic Laboratories, Toronto, Canada, Figure 1. The LEAP model had a mass of 27 kilograms and consists of 13 segments with adjustable hip width, thigh length, and shank length. The model's hip joints allowed 3 DOF, knees allowed 1 DOF, flexion extension, and ankles allowed 2 DOF. Plantar dorsiflexion and inversion eversion. The model allowed 2 extra DOFs at the hip and 1 at the ankle, which the real leap did not have, to allow biomimetic motion. Leap joint moments were provided by any general muscle objects with specified maximum strength and applied forces from an anybody muscle recruitment optimization algorithm. Any general muscle strengths were optimized to be as small as possible without overloading and to ensure sagittal plane GRFs point through or near leap joints. Leap human environment interaction. The leap was kinematically constrained to the human at the pelvis in all 6 DOF, with leap and human hip joints aligned, at each foot in all DOFs, and the leap and human knee joint anterior posterior positions were aligned. Constraints at the pelvis and knees were set to soft to allow some relative motion and to accommodate for a model that was kinematically overconstrained. Since the combined human leap center of mass, COM, was slightly posterior and inferior to the human-only COM, a correction was made at the ankles to bring the COM forward to its original position. The ankle was chosen since this is the most efficient way to correct COM position for small variations. Runge, Schubert, Horak, and Zajac, 1999. The average dorsiflexion correction was 2.300 plus minus sine 0.34. Interaction forces between the leap and the human were applied with any general muscles that acted in every DOF between leap foot and human foot, as well as every DOF except axial force at the shanks, thighs, and pelvis. Since inertial properties of the combined system were different from the human alone, human-only force plate data was replaced by anybody's conditional contact force plate model. Virtual muscle actuators located at nodes under the leap feet were included in the muscle force optimization algorithm, and active when these nodes were determined to be in contact with the ground. 160 nodes were placed under each foot, with a higher density near the toe region and with nodes forming a curve pattern, to better simulate rollover at terminal stance and obtain smoother and more biological ground reaction forces. Speed and height criteria were used to determine when nodes were in contact with the ground contact cylinder. From a preliminary sensitivity analysis, the speed threshold was a function of gait speed. The height threshold and node muscle strength were modified for each participant to remove discontinuities in ground reaction force while minimizing hand of God residual pelvis forces, which accounted for errors between GRF and inertial properties. Model performance was evaluated with Pearson correlation and root mean square error (RMSE) of GRF between model predicted and force plate data. Results. Figure 2. Mass normalized predicted GRF, dashed line is mean, gray shaded area is mean, plus minus sign SD and force plate GRF, thick line is mean, thin lines are mean, plus minus sign SD for 0.2m/s left and 0.8 meters per second right walking speed. Pearson correlations were significant for every speed and for all GRFs, p less than 0.05. Correlation coefficients in almost all cases increased with walking speed, Table 1. RMSE were relatively small for vertical GRF compared to mediolateral GRF and anterior-posterior GRF, when compared to magnitudes, Figure 2. Table 1. Average Pearson correlation, R and RMSE, and kilograms between predicted and measured GRF for different speeds, V, MS, SVN. V. Mediolateral GRF, anterior-posterior GRF, vertical GRF. R. RMSE, R. RMSE, R. RMSE. 0.2, 0.65, 0.16, 0.14, 0.05, 0.84, 0.12, 0.10, 0.03, 0.99, 0.00, 0.33, 0.07, 0.4, 0.85, 0.07, 0.14, 0.05, 0.91, 0.03, 0.13, 0.03, 0.99, 0.00, 0.25, 0.06, 0.6, 0.91, 0.05, 0.14, 0.06, 0.94, 0.03, 0.15, 0.04, 0.99, 0.00, 0.33, 0.11, 0.8, 0.93, 0.04, 0.13, 0.04, 0.96, 0.01, 0.16, 0.03, 0.99, 0.00, 0.37, 0.09. Discussion and conclusion. As was the case in a study validating the antibody conditional contact model, Flute, Anderson, Kolk, Verdonschot, and Kopman, 2014, the predicted vertical GRF had the strongest correlations to force plate data, followed by anterior-posterior GRF, and transverse GRF having the lowest correlation. Authors of this study proposed that this was due to an overconstrained knee model that did not include transverse rotation. The lower correlations for slower walking speeds are likely due to longer double support times, DST. Longer DST leads to a greater potential for error since this is a statically indeterminate case that depends on the antibody muscle recruitment algorithm to determine the share of GRF and GRM between both legs in contact with the ground. In general, correlations between predicted GRF of users wearing the LEAP versus actual force plate GRFs of participants without the LEAP were surprisingly high, despite changes in inertial properties. In fact, correlations were higher than those found in Fluid et al. 2014. This could be due to correlations being computed on ensemble averages, a longer percentage of the gait cycle, or perhaps the modified footnote configuration improved results during DST. Several limitations in the model should be noted. A full validation is required, comparing predicted GRFs to actual force plate data recorded while the participant wears the LEAP. A rigorous sensitivity analysis of predicted GRF model parameters and their effect on predicted GRF is also required. Furthermore, it was assumed that healthy walking kinematics of individuals not wearing a LEAP were also optimal for individuals wearing a LEAP. The model partially mitigates this problem by correcting APCOM position. However, inertial properties between an individual without a LEAP and an individual with a LEAP are different, which would lead to different natural dynamics and thus potentially different optimal walking kinematics. However, the high correlations presented in this paper suggest that inertial changes may not be an important factor, implying that using biomimetic kinematics to determine optimal LEAP mechanics may be appropriate. Future studies using this model will measure leap joint mechanics needed to reproduce healthy motion. References: Agarwal, P. Kuo, P. H. Neptune, R. R. and Deshpande, A. D. 2013, A Novel Framework for Virtual Prototyping of Rehabilitation Exoskeletons. In 2013 IEEE 13th International Conference on Rehabilitation Robotics, ICORR, pages 1-6. Agarwal, P. Narayanan, M. S. Lee, L. F. Mandal, F., and Crowe, V. N. 2010. Simulation-based design of exoskeletons using musculoskeletal analysis, 1357-1364. Cho, K., Kim, Y., Jung, M., and Lee, K. 2012. Analysis and evaluation of a combined human exoskeleton model under two different constraints condition. Proceedings of the International Summit on Human Simulation, 110. Ferravi, F., Bortoletto, R., and Pagello, E. 2013. Virtual modeling of a real exoskeleton constrained to a human musculoskeletal model. In N.F. Lipera, A. Mura, H.G. Krapp, P.F.M.J. Verschoor, and T.J. Prescott, eds. Biomimetic and Biohybrid Systems, pages 96-107. Springer, Berlin, Heidelberg. Flute, R., Anderson, M., S., Kolk, S., Verdonschott, N., and Koltman, H., F., J., M. 2014. Prediction of ground reaction forces and moments during various activities of daily living. Journal of Biomechanics, 4710, 2321, 2329. Guan, X, G, L, Wang, R, and Wang, W. 2016. Optimization of an unpowered energy stored exoskeleton for patients with spinal cord injury. In 2016, 38th Annual International Conference of the IEEE Engineering in Medicine and Biology Society, EMBC, pages 5035-33. Lau, S. 1998. Premature degenerative shoulder changes in spinal cord injury patients. Spinal cord, 36-3, 186-189. Louis, D. R., Eng, J., J., and Lam, T. 2015. Gait speed using powered robotic exoskeletons after spinal cord injury, a systematic review and correlational study. Journal of Neuroengineering and Rehabilitation, 12-1-1. Rung, C. F., Schubert, C. L., Horak, F. B., and Zajac, F. E. 1999. Ankle and hip postural strategies defined by joint torques. Gait and posture, 10-2, 161-170. Talati, M., Esquinazi, A., and Brysino, J. E. 2013. Differentiating ability in users of the ReWalk TM-powered exoskeleton, an analysis of walking kinematics. In 2013 IEEE International Conference on Rehabilitation Robotics, ICORR, pages 1-5. Witta, K., Jean, J., Jackson, R., and Collins, S. 2014. Design of two lightweight, high-bandwidth torque-controlled ankle exoskeletons. Proceedings of the IEEE International Conference on Robotics and Automation, ICRA, 1223-1228. Acknowledgements. The authors acknowledge financial support from Ontario Centres of Excellence and Bionic Laboratories.